1X News.
It's 6 degrees with light drizzle at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Deanna Fraser. Motivational speaker Alvin Law will be presenting at St. Teresa Catholic Secondary School this Thursday. Law has been a motivational speaker for the last 27 years. Due to a birth defect, he was born with no arms. Despite this, Law is currently a successful author, musician, and touring motivational speaker. In a video posted on his YouTube channel, he speaks of self-acceptance.
When you learn that it's about what's inside of you instead of what's outside of you, then you've got power.
The presentation is part of St. Teresa's Wellness Week. An autopsy will be performed today on the body of a 27-year-old man who died after a drive-by shooting in Toronto's West End. Police say Jamal Darling and a woman were in a car early yesterday when shots were fired at the vehicle in the Finch Avenue and Highway 27 area. Officers later found the car and the victims in front of the now-closed Humber River Regional Hospital and took them to another hospital. Darling, however, died of his injuries while the woman was treated and released. No arrests have been made as police seek a dark four-door crossover SUV. Members of Toronto's taxi industry are staging a strike outside of City Hall to protest Uber operations in the city. Taxi drivers say they won't end the strike until Uber stops what they are calling illegal activity. City Council has voted to develop new regulations to allow Uber to operate in the city. Uber drivers say they believe there is room for its service and the taxi industry to serve the different needs of Torontonians. Canada's ambassador to Iraq says there is room for Canadians to expand training support for Kurdish forces battling ISIL. Bruno Sakomani says they are looking for assistance beefing up the capabilities of their police and firefighters.
Right now, they're asking for training, of course, continued training for Peshmerga, but something that I'm very proud and that they're asking for is police and firefighter training, which again is something that Canada can do.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said the existing Special Forces training in Iraq will continue and training will be expanded, but hasn't said how. Politicians, business leaders, and aid organizations are gathered at Rideau Hall in Ottawa today for what has been billed as a forum to explore how to best integrate the refugees escaping the conflict in Syria. Halifax Mayor Mike Savage, who joined the panel, says he hopes lessons can be learned from the handling of the current refugee crisis so Canada can better react to similar humanitarian situations in the future.
We need to take advantage of this opportunity not only to take care of this crisis, but to make sure that on an ongoing basis that Canada is ready to react to the many crises that are happening and the millions and millions of refugees across the world. And I'm hoping that this model of coordination will lead to a longer-term response in terms of how Canada views its role.
Immigration Minister John McCallum told the panel he's concerned that the momentum for bringing in 25,000 refugees over the next 3 months will be lost if governments and aid groups don't properly coordinate communications so Canadians know how best to help out. Police in Italy and Kosovo have detained 4 Kosovars with Islamic State contacts for making threats against Pope Francis and an American diplomat. Authorities say the men were armed and prepared to act. Colleen Berry reports Italy has become very proactive in assessing and acting on terror threats.
The Italians have been very, very vigilant in monitoring social media, and this is not the first terror threat that they've gotten through social media. There was one in the last 6 months or so where folks were posting on Twitter. Those people who were arrested had not gotten to the point of putting together arms, but they did get to a point where they thought it was dangerous enough.
Police say the suspects posted images of themselves with weapons on their Facebook pages. All 4 often visited jihadist Facebook group whose members are known to be in Syria, where a few hundred Kosovo-born volunteers have joined the Islamic State group. A Windsor man accused of trying to smuggle 51 live turtles into Canada from the U.S. by stuffing them down his pants is expected to plead guilty today. He is expected to enter the plea to smuggling offenses, where he appears in federal court in Michigan. He was arrested last year while returning to Windsor from Detroit with the turtles. The U.S. government says he ordered turtles online and would travel to the U.S. to pick them up or ship them to China, where they are apparently prized as food or pets. An alleged accomplice was caught at Detroit Metro Airport, bound for China with hundreds of turtles. A group of Toronto residents say they're concerned about plans to build an expressway for trains through their neighborhood. For the options for Davenport Group calls the structure a three-story gardenier for GO trains that will be within meters of homes and playgrounds. Spokeswoman Laura Zeglin says the group supports expanding the Barrie GO line, but would prefer to see it put underground. The issue is to go before Toronto City Council next week. The 444 municipalities across Ontario will not be given the same power as the City of Toronto to impose a land transfer tax. Municipal Affairs Minister Ted McMeekin told the legislature he consulted a wide range of groups following last year's local elections and decided there would be no municipal land transfer tax.
There has been no call at all for a municipal land transfer tax, nor is there any legislation before the House that would allow this. Let me be clear. There will be no extension of the ability to have a land transfer tax to any municipality.
The Progressive Conservatives fought hard against extending the land transfer tax outside of Toronto and celebrated in the legislature after McMeekin's surprise announcement during question period. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
No need to watch award shows this year to get your fix of stars. Just visit Mark's No Frills, where the all-new Guiding Stars program makes eating healthier a breeze. No more frustration due to small print nutritional facts to find out what's good and what's not. Simply look for the stars on the package. For more information on the Guiding Stars program, visit guidingstars.ca. Be sure to ask about PC points as well. Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. And remember, as Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon, I'm Deanna Fraser with QNET Sports. It's a busy night in the National Hockey League with 10 games on the schedule. Four Canadian teams are in action. The first place Montreal Canadiens are home to Columbus, while Ottawa welcomes Philadelphia. Later in the evening, Calgary will entertain Dallas and Vancouver is at Los Angeles. The Oilers were shut out 3-0 in the final game of their road trip by Leafs goalie Garrett Sparks. Forward Taylor Hall says he and his teammates didn't test the rookie enough.
We had some posts, some chances. It's not like they had a ton of chances, even strength either. So bit of a chess match, but at the end of the day, they got a couple goals past our goalie, and we didn't find a way to make it hard on him.
Football fans in Edmonton will celebrate today when the Eskimos show off their recently won Grey Cup. Edmonton beat Ottawa 26-20 in Sunday's CFL championship game to win their 14th league title and first since 2005. Tiger Woods is painting a bleak picture on his return to golf by saying he has no idea when his back will heal. He has undergone 3 back procedures over the last year and a half. Woods says he doesn't know when he'll be able to start rehab. He hasn't played since finishing in a tie for 10th place at the Windham Championship over 3 months ago. Chicago topped San Antonio 92-89 to up the Bulls' home record to 6-1. Bulls guard Derrick Rose says they will continue to play confidently.
We believe in ourselves. We have the belief in the team where our goal is to win a championship and just to win games. We won tonight. Feels good to win.
Kobe Bryant went from playing high school basketball in Philadelphia right to the NBA and the Los Angeles Lakers. Bryant returns home tonight for his final game in Philly as a pro. Bryant announced his retirement, effective at the end of the season, last week, and despite the fact that Sizers are winless in 18 games, the arena is sold out. In local sports, both the men's and women's Loyalist Lancers picked up a win Saturday night over the La Cité Coyotes. It was the ladies' 3rd straight win. The Lady Lancers defeated La Cité in 3 straight sets, while the men overcame the Coyotes 3-2. The Lancers' next game is January 7th at Fleming College. Loyalist Lancers were unable to get a win in their road trip to Algonquin and La Cité this weekend. The Lady Lancers fell to the Algonquin Thunder 81-62. The men came short to Algonquin 77-61 and lost 76-60 to the undefeated La Cité Coyotes. The Lancers' next game is January 15th when they host Algonquin. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 4:09, it's 6 degrees. Tonight, periods of rain or drizzle ending late this evening, then partly cloudy with a low of plus 3. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high of plus 5. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Deanna Fraser with QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.